Well, thank you, everybody, for coming today and being a part of the mindfulness call. I actually wanted to start out asking a question to all of you. When you think of mindfulness, what comes to mind? So if anybody would like to unmute and share their thoughts on that.
Hi, this is Donna. I think of mindfulness as being present with your client, where you're completely connected and listening.
Yes, it's a good answer. That is a big part of it. Anyone else?
Hi, this is Patty. I think of it as being aware of your own thought processes as you're listening.
Definitely. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to give you a very simple definition of what mindfulness is, and this is from Jon Kabat-Zinn, who's considered basically a modern-day father of commercializing what mindfulness is, though mindfulness has obviously been around for thousands of years. And he says that it's paying attention on purpose in the moment and non-judgmentally. So what I want to do is I want to go into basically how I got introduced into mindfulness and my own experience with that. And that's going to help differentiate a little bit between what mindfulness is and meditation. And then I want to go into the coach, taking care of yourself, your skills, and how it benefits your client. And then we have some really, really good questions that came in, and I'd like to address that too. But basically, mindfulness was suggested to me several years ago after I got a concussion. I'd been practicing meditation for years. And when I got my concussion, I was told, give yourself 2 weeks, you'll feel better. After 2 weeks, I didn't feel better. So I went to the neurologist, and he said, give it 3 months, and you'll feel better. I gave it 3 months. I didn't feel better. Well, it turns out, since I had had prior concussions, I was experiencing a cumulative effect. So as I was trying to heal, I kept thinking of what I was like before I had the head injury. And I was comparing it, contrasting it, and I was getting extremely frustrated with my healing process. And that created a lot of anxiety for myself, which, of course, ended up stunting my healing process because I wasn't allowing my brain to calm down. So it was suggested to me that I took a course on mindfulness, which I didn't really understand how it was different at the time from meditation, but I decided to do it. I had been meditating with the head injury in the evenings, but I found that when I left meditation, I wasn't able to keep that space, keep that peace, keep that calm. So what I learned through the mindfulness workshop was the one thing that I hadn't done in meditation was really bring myself into full awareness with my surroundings and my body. In meditation, I was able to get into a very calm place and almost go into the stratosphere, but not really staying in my body and staying present with things that were not just comfortable, but things that were also uncomfortable. And learning how to be present, I was able to remove